The Quran and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, address the stages of an embryo in a mother's womb over 1400 years ago. And men and women, scholars of Islam, Muslim jurists throughout centuries have used those statements to derive rulings on abortion. One of the objectives of Islamic law is the protection of life for a mother and for her fetus. But Islam is also relevant and recognizes there are going to be times in which an abortion is necessary. Islam encourages healthy sex lives between married couples and allows the use of contraceptives, and abortion is not seen as a contraceptive. That being said, there are going to be times in which a woman is pregnant unexpectedly or forced into pregnancy or raped, and of course in the case of rape she can have an abortion. Muslim scholars discuss when the soul enters the fetus, whether it's at 40 days or 120 days, after which an abortion would be considered murder. The four major legal schools of thought discuss the timing. The Maliki say it is impermissible at all times unless a woman's life is at risk. The Hanbali say up to 40 days if there's a need. The Hanafi say 120 days when there's need. And the Shafi'is have two predominant opinions. The Shafi'i scholar Ibn Hajr mentioning it can be done in the early stages between 40 to 42 to 45 days. And the great Shafi'i scholar Ar-Rumli mentioning that it can be done before ensoulment, which for the Shafi'is is at 120 days. 120 days is around 4 months of pregnancy. Some modern scholars discuss whether or not 120 days is valid and needs to be set to 40. Also, Islamic law begins to count at conception, not the last day of a woman's last period, which makes a difference when she realizes she's pregnant unexpectedly. Reasons for abortion are too many to go into in this video. It's so important that a woman consults her doctors and scholars and therapists. P.S. Please download Qariya, the Woman Quran Reciters app.